Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, October 12, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and once again this beautiful Friday morning, we prepared a message and we share it with you in the hopes of bringing encouragement. Today we title our message, Drastic Action. The scripture verse you will recognize from the words of our Lord Jesus in Matthew 5, verse 30.
And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to go into hell.
In the first little church we pastored in southern Missouri, beginning a week after our wedding in 1976, we met some very fine country folks. Among them were Fred and Wanda. Fred had lost his arm in an oil well accident many years earlier, but he had learned to compensate and was a real blessing in helping us to renovate the little parsonage we lived in. In fact, he did construction for a living. It was an inspiration to watch him use a hammer and drive a nail with speed and strength. He may have been the first individual we ever met who lost an arm, but we've met several since that time. A while back, I read an interesting article in Yankee magazine about a lone Maine lobsterman who got his hand caught in a winch while out at sea. The harder he pulled to remove it, the more the governor on the motor would turn up, and it was progressively consuming his arm. That desperate move, he had to cut off his arm with a twine knife to save himself, and he made it ashore to tell the story. His perspective from the article in Yankee magazine, quote, "There were no options. I just cut. You'd trade your arm for your life at any moment," end quote.
Well, the daily text and the story that Stephen just shared doesn't seem like topics for a devotional dedicated to encouragement. But we're committed to sharing all things of the Bible. And Bible commentators take these words of Jesus to indicate how serious we are to take sin. The worth of your hand is comparatively nothing compared to the destiny of your soul. The lobster man recognized that principle in regard to his physical life. Although he greatly valued his hands, as we all do, he made an important choice to save his life.
Today we need to examine anything in our life that we value highly, but recognize is hindering our eternal progress, causing us to lose our way. God leads us in the paths of righteousness, and Jesus warns us in Matthew 7, verse 10, "Heaven can be entered only through the narrow gate. The highway to hell is broad, and its gate is wide enough for all the multitudes who choose its easy way. But the gateway to life is small, and the road is narrow, and only a few ever find it."
The writer of Hebrews instructs those of us who have not chosen the easy way to, quote, "throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and to see to it, brothers, that none of you has a sinful, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God, but encourage one another daily as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness." These verses are from chapter 12, verse 1, as well as chapter 3, verses 12 and 13.
Of Hebrews. Sin can be so deceitful, but we have discernment from the Holy Spirit to carefully examine our hearts. Let us solemnly ask God to reveal any ungodly attitude or action that might entangle us once again to a sinful, unbelieving way of life.
Let's pray. Jesus, your divine power has given us everything we need for life and for godliness. It is through your engrafted divine nature that we are able to escape the corruption in this world caused by evil desires. As we add to our faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love, then we possess these godly qualities in increasing measure, and they will keep us from being swayed by the deceitfulness of the enemy, who masquerades even as an angel of light. It is in your powerful name, Jesus, that we discern good from evil. And it is in your strength that we are able to cast off that which hinders our spiritual growth. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brooke Sane, for sharing, writing and sharing the prayer today. And as she prayed it, that's my prayer as well. Thank you for joining us today. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. We do have several photos up on the site today. I believe I plan to use two photos. One, a beautiful wave scene from Maine that a friend sent me. The other, a picture I found. I had to scan of that couple I mentioned, Red and Wanda, from way back in the 70s. I'm sure they're both with the Lord now. They must have been in their 50s or 60s at the time the picture was taken. What a blessing they and so many others have been to our lives. We also have a song, linked to a song up today, and as well as my most recent entry into my humor blog, which was prompted by the memory of Fred and Wanda. It's titled The Most Unusual Prayer Request, and it's the most unusual prayer request we ever had in our years of ministry. And you can read that from a link right directly from the website today, October 12th, 2007. It's on the main page if you're looking at it any time throughout the day or the weekend, the Friday the 12th or the weekend. Have a blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful to the Lord and to be encouraged.